Lakuta Sicha is Chelek Yud. Parsha Toldah is the first Sicha, a synopsis of the Sicha. The Pasuk says that Yitzchak moved to a new place and he dug another well, and over there they didn't argue against his ownership of the well, and so he said the following words: Ata hirchev Hashem lanu. Now Hashem has given us the space that we need. Ufarinu ba'aretz, and therefore we will be fruitful in the land. Rashi explains the word ufarinu ba'aretz, and he says it's as the Targum interprets it, v'nifush ba'ara, that we will flourish in the land. What is the need for Rashi to explain these words? It seems to be very simple, that the word means to be fruitful in the land, to become, to flourish. Why does he have to say it in the Targum? So, in short, the word ufarinu usually comes from the word fruitful, which means, generally, when it talks about people, fruitful means to have children. So if Yitzchak is praising Hashem and thanking Hashem that he gave him all this ample space, and now he can be fruitful, it means that he will have a large family. But in fact, we see that Yitzchak only had two children. So what is the meaning of he will flourish, be fruitful in the land, where they had only two children? And it can't be talking about Yaakov's children, meaning the 12 tribes who had 12 children, because grandchildren are like children, because they were not in Eretz Yisrael. They were not born in Eretz Yisrael. So when it says ufarinu ba'aretz, we will be fruitful in the land, they were born outside of Eretz Yisrael. So it can't be meaning them. So therefore Rashi says that there's another meaning to the word ufarinu. It means to v'nifush, which means to flourish, meaning to say it's not talking about being fruitful, that now we have children and we flourish in that way, but that the person himself can flourish. And as the Pasuk indeed says by Yitzchak, that he was he became great, and he became very wealthy, and there was a lot going on and so on, and grew more and more until he became very great. In other words, that is the word v'nifush. Rashi explains that the word in this case ufarinu means that the person himself will flourish, and not as the word pru or vu, which means to be fruitful by having children. And Rashi says that this is something that is written in the Targum, because in the Targum, whenever the word pru, most of the time in the Pasuk, when the word pru shows up, the Targum translates it as upashu, which means to flourish. In other words, that the Targum holds that along with the meaning of being fruitful, the word pru always means flourish, that the person himself can flourish. So therefore, in this case where ufarinu can only mean personal flourishing rather than be fruitful and have many children, it's not unusual, because the Targum always attributes the meaning personal flourishing to the word pru anywhere in the Torah, and therefore this is the correct translation of the word. And the Rebbe takes a lesson from this Rashi, that the Pasuk says ki ata Hashem hirchiv. Now all Aveda can be divided into two stages. There is the part that Hashem gives the person, ki ata Hashem hirchiv lanu, because now Hashem has given us space. In other words, that's what Hashem contributes. Now it's up to us, ufarinu, that we need to flourish in the land. We need to contribute. We need to become partners in Hashem, with Hashem in the creation of the world. That whatever Hashem has built into the world, we have the ability to give it a greater dimension and a deeper dimension. And even though somebody might ask the question, how can I add to what Hashem has already built into the world? Maybe Hashem doesn't want us to add to what He has built into the world. The answer is, he also brings a pasuk from Harchev Picha Ba'amaleyu, where the pasuk says, "Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem who brought you out up from Mitzrayim. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it." Which is the same idea. There is open your mouth wide. The mouth is Hashem created the mouth to be mostly shut or not open too wide, but He insists that a person should open the mouth, meaning the world around you. We have to open it up so that it can receive much more than what Hashem originally gave it. And when we talk about more than Hashem originally gave it, we're talking spiritually. that Hashem created the world, where the world is a place where Hashem is concealed. We have to bring a dimension to the world that allows Hashem to be recognized even in the world. That is more than Hashem created in the world. And va'amaleyu, if you do that, if archev picha, if you open your mouth, you broaden the dimension of the world, and you become a partner with Hashem in the creation of the world, then Hashem will bless your work, and you will be able to, He will help you to realize and to fulfill all those things that you want to accomplish. The Rebbe, as a final thought, also says this can be the explanation of a Gemara that tells about a conversation between one of the Roman generals that lived, that was in charge in Eretz Yisrael, Turnus Rufus of Russia, had a conversation with Rabbi Akiva, and he asked, how is a person allowed to give tzedakah? If Hashem created poor people, then he meant the poor people to be poor. Why do you interfere in his work? And he gave a mashal that if a king, if a servant of a king offended the king, and the king locked him up in a tower, and he said nobody should feed him, and somebody came along and fed the king, would he reward him or would he punish him? So when you give tzedakah, he said, Hashem will punish you for it. This will lead you to Gehenim, not to save you from Gehenim. So Rabbi Akiva said, that is true for a servant, but if it was the child of the king, and the king got angry at him and locked him up and said nobody should feed him, the person that does end up feeding him, of course the king will reward him because it's his own child. So also the Yidden are the children of Hashem, as the Pasuk says, you are the children of Hashem, and therefore he wants us to help the poor people, even though he made them poor. The Rebbe says that there's a deeper dimension here. Not only does he want us to help the poor, the fact that we are the children of Hashem doesn't only answer the idea that we're meant to feed the poor, but also that is why we're able to feed the poor, because since we are a chelik alekam imal, we are a piece of Hashem himself, and therefore he has given us the ability to be able to become partners with him, and that we can improve the world in over the way he created it, because he wants us to be partners, and therefore even if he created poor people, he wants us, and he gave us the ability to rise over the limitations of the world and to improve the world as well.